The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Spring and early summer is often called puppy and kitten season. Vets around the country are encouraging owners now to think really carefully about preventative healthcare for pets. And I'm joined by vet at Nutgrove Veterinary Hospital, Dara O'Hanlon, who you can find at the Topical Vet. Hello, Dara.
Hello, Claire. How are you?
It is the season, is it?
It is the season. It is what we call puppy and kitten season. So it's a very, very busy period of the year. It's particularly exciting for households who, huge excitement getting potentially a new young animal into the household. It is also very busy for us vets. And partly that's because in the spring in particular, you've got new animals on the ground. So lots of puppies, lots of kittens. And they obviously, hopefully, will find a home to go to. So
they're being born around now, or they're being homed? Because you have to wait, don't you, about 12 weeks before you bring the new kitten or puppy home.
This is it, yeah. So like nowadays, like most pups will possibly around 12 weeks or so, you'll get your puppy, sometimes a bit sooner than that. But you're absolutely right. They're born in the springtime, sometimes the early summer. And then that's when they make their way into our homes. It's not just puppies and kittens, though. You also have increased kind of rehoming rates or adoption rates as well.
So coming into the summer.
Yeah.
When it all makes sense.
Well, a little bit. And I wonder, is that societally, you know, maybe the days are getting longer. We feel like we've got more time in our hands and we can put lots of effort and investment into these young animals and making sure that they're going to work well with us and our families and things like that.
And accidents in the kitchen are a little less difficult to deal with, I think, in the summer for whatever reason. You still have to clean it up, but you might feel a bit better about it when the sun is shining.
Well, that's absolutely it. And like even in terms of like puppy pads or having to bring animals outside to teach them how to toilet outside, it's always a little bit more pleasant without the rain beating on your back and the absence of sunlight.
Yes. So from a healthcare point of view, what should you be doing with your new puppy or your kitten?
Yeah, well, from a vet point of view, we acknowledge that those first few months are really important in making sure that they're valuable to try and maintain animals' health. So particularly what we are interested in is making sure that animals stay healthy. So, for example, one of the big things that your vet will chat with you when you bring your new puppy or kitten to them will be the importance of vaccines and trying to make sure that we are keeping these animals well protected. So in general, what we're talking about are vaccines in dogs against viruses mainly, the most famous of which will be parvovirus, which could cause diarrhea type symptoms. Unfortunately, quite a fatal disease. It is a very, very serious disease.
Awful disease. I saw it in action one time.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, it's a really tricky one, isn't it? And there's nothing you can do.
Well, this is exactly it. It is for even the best vets in the world. They're very, very challenging cases to manage medically. However, we can prevent all of that just by vaccinating appropriately. And then the other thing in Ireland, sometimes as well, people think, oh, Ireland, you know, we're quite lucky, we're an island. And to be fair, we don't have to vaccinate for many diseases. So, for example, you think about rabies. Ireland hasn't had rabies since 1922, 1923, like quite some time ago. But our warm, mild climate, wet climate, it does lend itself well to other diseases. So, for example, your mum and my mum, they may have told us, oh, don't go drinking out of glass Coke bottles, you know, in case the rats weed on it. Yeah, so we're talking about a bacteria passed through the urine of rats and mice known as Wheels disease or leptospirosis. And that'd be another important vaccine that pups should get.
Should you stop them from socialising with other animals until they've had their full course, or how does that work?
It's recommended. We don't police it. And I do, like, it depends as well. There is this nice balance, Claire, between trying to make sure that puppies are really well vaccinated. So usually it depends a bit on the type of vaccines you're using. Also depends on when the pup was weaned. So the mother's milk will interfere with the uptake of some vaccines. Oh. So the timing is very individual. We'd love it that there was just one uniform approach, but we do listen carefully to what you're saying in terms of the original owner. And it can be, like, the average age that pups are getting out now will be around 16 weeks of age. You're absolutely right. There also is this valuable window in terms of socialization. But for example, I remember saying to a young family, okay, this is the last of the puppy vaccines. Keep your pup indoors for a week. And then that Sunday, I saw them out on Duneary Pier. But I'm not running over there policing them, you know, like it's up to them.
Well, there's a price to be paid for a dog that isn't well socialized as well. It's about getting the balance right, isn't it?
Yeah. And interestingly, I think this is well reported now, but during COVID, there was an increase in pet ownership.
Yes.
And we do see now, we're starting to see that more of those dogs we're seeing slightly more behavioural issues. And it's not overly surprising. Like when you think about how we normally walk our dogs, you know, you walk up, you chat to your neighbour, things like that. But back then we were giving people that 2 metre wide berth. And maybe dogs were learning to be fearful of humans, or perhaps if you had a smaller dog, you might lift it up to avoid coming in contact with a human during those dark times.
And they pick up on all of that, don't they?
Absolutely,
they know exactly what's going on. Okay, so is that an expensive time then when you get the new puppy or kitten because you're having to get all of this done?
Yeah, like definitely cost comes into it. And it's not just vaccines. Like you would also have to consider, you know, controlling for worms and parasites. So, you know, thankfully, again, in Ireland, we're quite used to this. But I had an owner even in this morning asking about tick prevention, you know, and, you know, Irish owners are particularly well informed about Lyme's disease and things like that. But yes, we acknowledge that owners are concerned about cost. Even Dogs Trust, for example, they did a big census. The first dog census in Ireland was done in 2024 by Dogs Trust. I think 26,000 people responded to it. And the majority of owners were concerned about the ongoing cost of care of a dog, for example. And each year, again, this is a 2024 study, but each year, I think the cost was around €1,600, including food. But that didn't include things like, for example, kenneling, grooming, pet travel, those kind of things.
It's an expensive pursuit now.
Well, it is. And then obviously, if an animal becomes unwell, then there might be additional costs. I think the way that I would look at, say, bringing your pet to a vet would be that not only are you getting a chance to put in place good preventative healthcare so that you ultimately are not dealing with a very sick animal, you're preventing that from occurring in the first place. So to give you another example, in particular, on the eastern coast of Ireland, there would be a parasite known as lungworm that's quite prevalent. And that, as the name suggests, can affect the lungs. And rather than wait and see, you know, is your animal affected, just simply treating with a wormer in a preventative aspect is much, much, much easier.
How often do you have to do that, the wormer?
So it depends on the product. European guidelines would be at least every 3 months, but it does depend on the product. Some products will only last 1 month.
Mm-hmm. Now, if people are thinking about getting a puppy or a kitten or any animal, what advice do you have for them to source that animal responsibly?
Yes, great question. And we know, again, from that same study that, you know, owners really want that. They want to be promoting responsible pet ownership, because unfortunately Ireland does have a statistic attached to it in terms of basically exporting quite a lot of puppies. We are the number one exporter of puppies in Europe. Around 30,000 puppies get exported per year, perhaps up to three times that if you looked at unofficial channels, less regulated channels. So in terms of promoting responsible pet ownership, if you were to go online and do your research, you'd want to make sure that it said somewhere that they had been vaccinated, that they had been vet checked. Microchipping is essential and also legally required nowadays before sale. You can find out on a lot of these online websites whether it came from a dog breeding establishment. And then also you can look at that dog breeding establishment and find out, okay, how many breeding animals do they have? So is it kind of 6 or more? Is it up to 100? Believe it or not, there are some locations where they could have up to 300. And your opinion of that location may change if you saw that there was, you know, quite a lot of breeding animals.
But that information is available, you're saying?
It is.
Because often you're in the dark, really, aren't you, as to where, what background the dog is coming from.
Absolutely. And then the other thing is, I mean, this is, you know, quite a common piece of advice, but then if you get to the next stage, you find that information online, you whittle it down to a couple of choices that you're interested in. Then the next thing would be trying to make sure that you can meet both the mum and the pup. And really, it should be in the location that they were brought up in. So not, for example, in the forecourt of a petrol station or something
okay,
like that.
Okay, so be careful because you could be heading for a problem. And also, you don't want to be adding to the problem by buying a dog from people who are unscrupulous with their breeding regime. Dara, thanks very much for coming in. As always, Dara O'Hanlon there, the topical vet, if you want to find Dara online. And thank you all for listening this morning and for getting in touch with the show. You can listen back to anything you might have missed on the Go Loud app. The team today, Cormac McDonough was on sound, producers Alex Russo, Helena O'Toole and Dee King. Research by David O'Connor. Our broadcast assistant is Anne-Marie Kane.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.